aggregate that down with what we term a variable monochromatic beam, and we bend that beam to its angle till we find a frequency that shows this virus in its own true individual chemical concur, its predominant chemical factor and its radicals. We work only on it as a predominant, of course, because that's the one that we see. So we put the filterable form of the Bacillus typhosus as an example under this microscope. We set the prism at the proper degree of refraction for that particular chemical constituent of that virus. And the microscope is run in focus. This material has gone through a triple filtration of W. Brookfeld filters. It's just like a drop of dew. But we see there beautiful turquoise blue bodies swimming through the sea. Brilliant. We turn the prism to 1/10 of a degree and we have a perfectly black field. Form of the colon bacillus, which belongs incidentally to the same group as the bacillus typhosus. There we have a reddish brown one, and so on. We put this, which you see here, this so-called BX as I term it. The prisms are set at a certain degree of refraction for light, and we see a purplish red organism that is highly mobile, a non-pathogenic organism. One stage, I say not unlikely, of left. All right. We take this BX we have that is isolated directly from an unisolated breast mass. We put it into the animal, we recover the organism back. 104 consecutive times, not once. Once means nothing to me. If I can do it a dozen or 15 times or 100 times consecutive with the same technique, then it may mean something. It never goes into my record book. It hasn't been done 100 times. Not a one of my records. The same technique, the same method, 100 consecutive times, then it's recorded. All right, we order the medium. We no longer have what we call a BX. We have what we call a BY. This will no longer pass the W filter. We use a much coarser porosity known as the M filter. That is either the diatomous or the porcelain filter. The kind of say the word of Brookfeld. All right. Now we order the media again, and we find a monococcoid organism. This organism can be seen readily with a good research microscope. With a proper staining and method, we stain this organism. And we find it only in the monocytes of the blood. As you gentlemen know, the monocytes are the only of our white cells which have no phagocytosis.